How are you, John?
Doing well this morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, you were at it late last night. You're back at it early in the morning. That's why they pay John Berg the big bucks.
Well, you know, I think that there's a lot of people around here working hard. Our friends over at the union decided to call a late night press conference last night. So we were busy trying to provide good information to people last night.
Well, let's talk about that. Earlier this morning, we had on union president on the program, Jeff Breslin, and he told us that the negotiations had broke down. They think that Sparrow Hospital is not negotiating in a fair manner by coming to the table and willing to make some concessions. And I want you to give your take.
Well, Tony, I would say that we've been at the negotiation table anytime they've asked us to come. And we've been at the negotiation table the whole time they've asked us to be there. And we stand ready to continue negotiations starting tomorrow or today even. And so I would say that negotiations are going well. It's unfortunate that they feel that way, but we're working hard to make sure that we're preparing and providing them good proposals and continuing to have good discussion negotiating table.
Well, as I mentioned earlier this morning, Jeff Breslin, who's the union president for the Michigan Nurses Association, said that there were a few sticking points, but the two big ones were the staffing benchmarks and also the salary, that you're not finding common ground there. What's your take on that?
Well, I think we feel very strongly right now that we have a great contract on the table, and we continue to be willing to discuss it. The proposal that we put on the table, first of all, in terms of staffing, would actually increase staffing at Sparrow Hospital to meet our, we definitely have increasing pace and volume. So we have been increasing our staffing by over 161 nurses so far year to date is what we've hired. And our contract on the table would increase that staffing even more so, and would actually make Sparrow probably a benchmark hospital in the entire nation in terms of our staffing ratio. So not entirely certain where his comments are coming from related to that. In terms of wages, what we've put on the table is a contract that every single MNA PESH member would receive anywhere from a 10% to 13% salary improvement during the course of the three-year contract. And we think that's a very healthy wage increase considering the economy and everything else, the environment that we're operating in today.
What are they asking for?
Well, that's a good question. In terms of wages, we put a great offer on the table. And I think that those are questions we need to ask around the negotiating table. They need to come back to the negotiating table and let us know what it is that they are seeking and have a good discussion there as opposed to having press conferences and dealing with this through the media.
So, John, what you're saying is they haven't told you what they want. They just rejected what you offered?
They have rejected what we've offered. And it's important that we get back to the negotiating table to have these types of discussions.
Well, normally, wouldn't they send a counterproposal back?
When you negotiate, you proposal, counterproposal, until you get to a good middle ground. And that's typically how things would go. And right now, we've got a strong proposal on the table, and we were meeting with them up through late Halloween, what was that, Sunday night? And at this point, I think now we're scheduled to go back to the table late next week. But, we stand ready to go to the back to the table earlier to have discussions and to try to get to that middle ground.
That's
I think it's important. We feel very strongly we have a partnership with our nurses. I mean, delivering quality care at Sparrow really involves a whole team of people, doctors, nurses, support staff. And we try very hard to provide a good environment for our associates. And we feel very confident and proud of both the benefit and wage packages that we've provided and continue to offer on the table. And we feel very strongly about where we're at, but we're, again, open and willing to negotiate.
Talk about a trick-or-treat negotiations on Halloween night.
Yeah, and it was both sides. They were there late Halloween night trying to come to a conclusion. And, you know, I think when they're sitting at the table and having negotiations is when you're most productive, and it's much more of a team approach than, you know, the situations where when they go to the media late at night and things like that.
And finally, John, there is a extension that has been put in place until November 19th. Are you worried about a strike?
Well, we take, you know, we take this idea of a 10-day strike notice very seriously, Tony. But I think we're still a long way away from that point. What happened yesterday is our the union voted down our contract, and they voted to provide the union authorization to deliver us a notice of strike. So the process from here out is they don't have to use that. They don't have to provide us that strike notice. They can go back to the negotiation table and just continue negotiating. At some point, if they feel that it's necessary from their side to deliver that, they can give that to us. And then that starts a 10-day window in which they can't go on strike for 10 days. And again, they don't have to go on strike after they've given us that notice. So it's more of a negotiating tactic to some extent right now than anything else, but you know, certainly we take it seriously, and we do have contingency plans in place that we're ready to implement if the union decides to go that way, because ultimately we're responsible for continuing to deliver quality care to our patients.
John Berg from Sparrow Hospital, we'll talk with you next week.
Thanks, Tony.